Today's daf is Erechin Daf Dalet, and we are at the first wide line, eight lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Alisa. So the Gemara is continuing its digression of Mesachtas Erechin and discussing different places in Shas where you find the Lashon of Hakol Chayavin in a certain thing. Koyhanim Levi'im v'Yisraelim. Sok the Gemara, Hakol Chayovim b'Tkiyah Shofar. Everybody is obligated in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Koyhanim Levi'im v'Yisraelim. Freit the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, Koyhanim Levi'im v'Yisraelim. They make up Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara. Koyhanim etzrichalei. There's a chiddush that a Koyhan is Chayiv in Tkiyah Shofar. Why? Sok the Tachim and I would have thought, Hel, the Ksiv Yoyim Trua Yilachem. It says that Rosh Hashanah should be a Yoyim Trua. Yoyim in the singular. Mandalas. So I would think someone that has only one Yom Trua, he has the mitzvah of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But Vahani Kayhanim, Hoyo V'Isnu B'Tkiyat Kulei Shasa, being that they have a mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar the whole year, because the Pasuk says, U'tkatem B'chatzoytzoriz al oiloy seichem. One of the things that was done when Karbonos Tzibur was brought in the Beis HaMikdash was the Levi'im and the Kayhanim, they used to sing Shira. Shira was done with instruments. So they had Tkiyah Shofar really the whole year. So maybe they shouldn't be Chayiv on Rosh Hashanah, meaning only someone that has a Yom Trua, one day of Trua, he has the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But Kayhanim that have a mitzvah's Trua the whole year, maybe they shouldn't have the Yom Trua, they shouldn't have Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara interjects immediately and says, "Mi dami, why is that a tushdal?" Hassam, the pasuk says, "Utkatem bechatzoytzros hacha shofar." Chatzoytzros are trumpets. If somebody would come in Rosh Hashanah and blow with a trumpet, needless to say, he wouldn't be yitzah. So shofar and chatzoytzros are not the same thing. So because the kehanim have chatzoytzros the whole year, that doesn't mean that they don't have one yom trua. Says the Gemara, "You're right. It's chesokatayt chamina. The havamina why kehanim should be potter from mitzvahs kiyah shofar or something else." You would think, "Hell, but the mission says shavah." Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, Litkiu lebracha. Is the Mishnah compares Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah is every year. Yovel is every 50 years. But there are some commonalities between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Number one, Tkiyos. Just like Tkiyos is a big part of Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyos was a big part of Yovel as well. Additionally, brachos. Rashi says, Tosfos speaks it out, that the brachos that we say, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, Malchias, Achroinos, and Shofros, were said on Yom Kippur of the Shnas HaYovel as well. Either way, you see that there's a tzushtel between mitzvahs Yovel and mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. So I would have thought the Issa b'mitzvahs Yovel, Issa b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. The Lesa b'mitzvahs Yovel, Lesa b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. Kihani and those Kayanim, Hoyle, Lesa b'mitzvahs Yovel. Being that they don't have mitzvahs Yovel, the time we learned in the Mishnah, Kihanim u'levi'im, Moichrim la'olam. So we know that if somebody sells certain things, when Yovel comes, the transactions are unwound. Kayhanim, however, a moichrin loyalam, the goyalim loyalam. They could always be goyal a stay achus, but what we need is the first part, that they're moichrin loyalam. So you see that their mekachu memkar is not restricted by the laws of Yovel. So being that they're not subject to the laws of Yovel, I would have thought b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah not mi loy v'chayvu. Maybe they shouldn't be chayv b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah either. Kamash malon, nehi delesnu bashmat askarka. It's true, there's one prat, there's one detail, there's one sif katan in the laws of Yovel that kehanim don't have. However, bashmat asksofim, as it relates to the shmitas ksofim, that you have in every Shemitah that also relates to Yovel, u'bishiluach havadim, and the idea that all slaves go free when Yovel comes, miyuisnu, that relates to Kehanim just like it relates to other people. It's true, Kehanim are exempt from a certain halacha within the laws of Yovel. Kehanim u'levi'im meichrin lo'ilam, but there are other laws in Yovel that the Kehanim do have. Therefore, there's no svara to say that because they don't have Yovel, they don't have Rosh Hashanah. They do have Yovel. It's true, they don't have all the halachas of Yovel, but they do have Yovel. Regardless, hakol chayovim b'tkiyah shofar Kehanim levi'im. In the Yisraelim. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Kayanim. Why would you think Kayanim don't have Tkiyah Shofar? Because there's a tzushtel between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, and Kayanim don't have all the halachas of Yovel. So you would have thought that maybe they somehow don't have all the halachas of Rosh Hashanah either. Maybe they don't have the halacha, most basic mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is maybe something that they don't have. Kamash Malan. Alderach Drush. I was thinking that the Rambam says that even though the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is a gzeiras hakasov, but at the same time there is a some svara behind it. Uru Yishena Mishnascha. So maybe there would have been a Havamina that the Hamoin that live in a mundane world. So they need Uru Yishena Mishnascha when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. But the Kayhanim that live in the Beis HaMikdash, their whole life is an elevated life, a Loishev, a Levi Bilvad, like the Rambam says, in the end of Hilcha Shmita V'Yoyvel. So the Svara of Tkia Shofar really doesn't relate to them. So maybe there'd be a havamina that the Kehanim should be potter from mitzvahs Tkiyah Shofar, Kamash Malon, Hakol Chayovim, but Tkiyah Shofar, again, Al Derech Trush, Kehanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, every single year. Although the theme and the spirit of Tkiyah Shofar really is more for the Yeshenim, but at the same time, every single yid is chayev in mitzvah shofar. Kol chayev in mikra megillah. Everybody's chayev in mikra megillah. Koyhanim, Leviim, v'Yisrael. And again, the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Gemara, Leitzricha, Levata, L'Avodasim. Now, the Chiddush is that Koyhanim and Leviim are chayev in mikra megillah, even if they're in the middle of doing the avodah. So the Koyan and the Levi's in the Beis HaMikdash, they're doing their respective avodahs, and now it comes time to hear the megillah. So what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to stop doing the avodah and go hear the megillah? Or no, maybe they're supposed to continue doing the avodah. So there's ramifications in the sugya of Isaac, b'mitzvah, potem, and a-mitzvah. There's different things that technically you'd have to take into consideration. I am Berushoinim in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah. But regardless, the Chiddush is that if the Kehanim and the Leviim were in the middle of doing the avodah, they're still chayv and mikra Megillah. In other words, mevatlin avodasam, Lishmaya Mikra Megillah, Ukid Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Kan Bavidasam, Ulevian Beduchanam, Vyisrob Mamadam, Mevatlan Avidasan, Uban, Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. We'll speak out a lot of raid on this at the end of the daf. Hakol Chayavim Zimon, everybody's Chayav in Zimon, in Rabbi Yisrael Mevelam Benshin, Koyhanim, Leviim, Vyisrael, Fading Mar Pshito, Vaitricha the Kaachli Kachim. The Kiddush is, if they were eating Kachim, so good that the Chimina would have thought, Vachlo Isam, Asher Kupar Behem Amrachmano, the Hoka Porohi, maybe you would think that if Kayhanim were eating kachim, being that there's a halacha in kachim that states melamicha kayhanim oichlim ubailim ischaper, meaning even though the ikka kapar of a carbon happens with avodas adam shchita kabbalah hilacha zrika Kadam hu miratza, the ikur kapara, the ikur ritzoy of a carbon happens when you do the zrika. Anything that happens after the zrika is shari mitzvah. It's all ancillary. It's all peripheral. It's extra credit, so to speak. Stating that there is a certain shlemus in kapara that the Bailam only got when the kehanim ate from the carbon. Melamed shekehanim oichlin ubailam eschaper. Either way, you would think that the only time there's a chi of zimon is if somebody's eating for his own hanah, for his own taivas achila. But if you're eating b'toyres kapara, it's an avoida, so to speak. So maybe over there you don't have the halacha of zimon. Says the Gemara, kamash malon v'yachalta. At the end of the day, they ate. End of the day, they were satisfied. They enjoyed the food. That's enough to have a chiyuv of zimun. I'm called mitstarfin le zimun. So the first halacha was everyone is chayiv in zimun. The second halacha is anyone can be mitstarif to somebody else's zimun. Meaning everybody can join together. Kehanim leviim v'Yisrael. Feiting marav shito leitzricha dekach lekehanim truma. Oikachim. Chiddush is if kehanim and non-kehanim were eating together. The kohen was eating either kachim or truma. The zar, the non-kohen, obviously wasn't eating kachim or truma. You would have thought, being that if the zar wanted to have a little bit of what the kohen was eating, he wouldn't be allowed to. Because the kohen is eating kachim. He's eating truma. So, imaloy mitzdarif. Maybe he can't be mitzdarif for the zimun. Meaning, maybe the only time three people can be mitzdarif for a zimun is if they were able to trade sandwiches if they wanted to. So, if they can share their lunch, then they can be mitzdarif. But if three people, even if they're eating together, and the Shloshu, She Yashval, Shulchan Echad, the Yesh Beineim Divrei Torah, I'm Rabbeinu Yonah Perkeyavis, he talks about mitzvah Zimun over there. See, even if that's what's going on, still, but if they can't share their food, maybe it's not considered a tziruf in achila for them to be able to be mitzdarif now. For Zimun, Kamash Malon, good svara. But Nehid, the Zar Bahadikoyle Matziyachel, Kayim Bahadizar Matziyachel, it's true the Zar can't eat from the Kayin's food, but the Kayin can eat from the Zar's food. Because the Zar's eating chulin, the Kohen's allowed to eat his chulin. So therefore, that's enough for it to be a tzira for the halachas of Zimun. Hakol marichin. Anyone can do erichin. So now we're going backwards, right? So when we discussed the Hakol Asui Yemai, we started with Erechin. Obviously, we're learning Masechtas Erechin. And then we eventually ended up by Mikra Megillah and Tfilin and Lulav and Tzitzis. So here we went in the reverse. Either way, so coming full circle, Hakol Marichin, our Mishnah. Now what did the Mishnah say? Everyone can affect an Erechin Neder. Koyhanim Leviim Yisrael Pshito. Amar Rabbi Leitzchel Ben Bukhri. The Kiddush is Ben Bukhri. The time we learned in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, so Ben Bukhri, it's chiddush that the Gemara is about to say came up a lot in Masechtas Menachos. It's a real Menachos chiddush. Hey, Ben Bukhri be Yavna. So Ben Bukhri said Eidos and Yavna. So whenever you see Yavna, you think post Churban by Yesheni, where Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai told the case of Rebbe Tain li Yavna v'chachamel. The Yidden couldn't live in Yerushalayim. It was way too dangerous. But either way, they were living at the time in Yavna. That's where the Sanhedrin was set up. And different people were saying Eidos. They were testifying about things that they remembered from right before the war because they wanted to make sure that the Masaira would continue to last. So Ben Bukhri said the following Eidos. He said that kol koyin sheshoikol einoi choyte. That any koyin that wants to give machtes hashekel, he's not doing enough. He could do worse things. Meaning, it certainly implies, number one, that a Kohen doesn't have an obligation to give Machzah Hashekel. But at the same time, if he wants to give Machzah Hashekel, it's okay. We'll take his Machzah Hashekel. So again, what's Machzah Hashekel? Machzah Hashekel was a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Machzah Hashekel that we have today, that we do on Tainus Esther right before Purim, is a Zecher ben Menoshel Zecher. But really, what the Machzah Hashekel on a d'oraisa level is that every single year had to give a Machzah Hashekel every year. It was given to the Beis HaMikdash, so that the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Mikdash, would use that money to buy the animals that were used for Karbanis Tzibur. A Karban Tzibur, by definition, has to be paid for by the Tzibur. So how do you assure that every single year is going to have a chelik in every Oilas HaTamid that's brought in the morning and it's brought again in the Bein Arbaim and all the Musaf and all the Karbanis Tzibur? Every year had to have a chelik. So how did they make sure? What they did was they would raise a Machzah Shekel for every single year. They'd put it into a special fund, a kupa, they would do a chuma salishka, they would be toirein, take money from that fund three times a year, that money would go to buy the karbanos tzibur, and there's a chiddush that every single time they use money from that lishka, any person that ever donated to the lishka is going to have a chelik on anything that was purchased from them. But the bottom line is, that's the halacha machzah shekel. The discussion over here, the Bukhri, Rabbi Yehuda, Yavna, was whether the kayhanim were obligated to machzah shekel, or they weren't obligated to machzah shekel. Yehuda said that he heard from Ben Bukhri and Yavna that every single kohen does not have an obligation to give machzah hashekel, but if he does, ain't no choyte. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, like, no, it's not true. El kol kohen she ain't no shoykel choyte. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in Yavna. He didn't see Rabbi Yehuda, but he was in Yavna. And he told Ben Bukhri that I disagree with you. Rather, a kohen that is not shoykel is choyte, meaning a kohen has an obligation to give Machzah Shekel. Ben Bukhri suggested that Kehanim don't have to give Machzah Shekel, but if they do, it's okay. Rechem Mizaki said, punk faker, they have to. Elo, he said, Shekehanim Darshan Mikra is a Latzman. But there is truth to the fact that the Kehanim themselves would not give Machzah Shekel. Meaning the Eidos of Ben Bukhri was rooted in a reality, in a minute. The minute was Kehanim used to not give Machzah Shekel. Ben Bukhri understood that they were right. But Rabbi Yechim and Zaki said, no, it's just the opposite. Really, they have an obligation to do it. Really, what it sounds like, I'm sorry for repeating myself, what it really sounds like is that there was some Kehanim that did and some Kehanim that didn't. And the way Ben Bukhri understood it was that really they were Mechuyif too. There were those that it was extra credit for. Rabbi Yechim, that's just the opposite. Really, Kehanim had to. But they came up with a Shtukal Torah, as we're about to see, to be Meir Hete somehow, so that they shouldn't be obligated to. How so? Says the Gemara, because they used to dash in the following pasuk. It says, V'chol minchas koyin kolotia loyseyachel. That when a koyin brings a carbon mincha, the halacha is, it can't be eaten. So usually in a mincha, like a carbon, a chelik of it was nechel, and a chelik of it was burnt. With the exception of the oila, where the oila was kulay kolol, the chata sa'if was kulay nechel. But ordinarily, almost every single carbon, besides for those two exceptions, part of it was eaten, part of it was burnt. The same is true for a mincha. Mincha, ordinarily, part of it was eaten, part of it was burnt. The koimnitz, the levoino, were burnt. The shiorei ha-mincha was all eaten. A minchas koyin had a din that it had to be kulay kol. So the minchas koyin is the equivalent of the carbon oil. So the koyanim used to make the following shtickle tire. They said there were a few carbonized sibur that were menachas. What were they? These are all menachas, and they're all carbonized sibur, and they're eaten. If we're going to contribute, it's a nice shtickle tire, they're a good Jewish lawyer. If we're going to contribute, we're going to give a machzah hashekel, now it's a minchas koyin. Oh, if it's a minchas koyin, then you're not going to be able to eat it. Sorry, we can't give you a machzor shakal. It's going to mess up the karban omer, the shtei alechem, and the lechem aponim. So the Gemara says, but they were wrong, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka says. But before we get to our point of what this has to do with Hakom Arichin, says the Gemara, Ben Bukhri Nami, I don't understand Ben Bukhri. So Ben Bukhri says, Kehanim don't have to give machzor shakal, but if they want, they could. Doesn't work that way. If they're not mechuyev to, how can they? The kamayil chulim azara. That means part of this carbon that's being brought was brought with machzor shakal that didn't have kedusha. What gives the machzor shakal kedusha? The chiyuv. If they're potter, then it comes out there's a chulim azara going on over here. So the Gemara says the ma'isu masulitzi. They used to give it to the tzibur. This is based on sugis and kachim. Not for this morning. That it's possible to be menadev machzor shakal even if you're potter, as long as you give it over yafa. So there's a way out of the chulim azara. Regardless, full circle. Hakol marichin is coming. The rabbis kehanim levim l'israel. What's the chiddush? The Chiddush is Ben Bukhri. So I would have thought, it says that the Erechin, all the prices that the Torah gives in Parshas Bechukosai for the Erech of between 20 and 60 Zachar, 20 and 60 Nekeva, etc. It's all Shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh. So I would have thought, called the Isa B'Shkolim, someone that has the mitzvah Shkolim, which mitzvah Shkolim? Machzis HaShekel, Isa Be'erechin. Like Ben Bukhri said, that they're not like Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, like Ben Bukhri, that they're really potter. So I would have thought they shouldn't have Erechin either. What does Erechin have to do with Machzis HaShekel? Two completely unrelated things. Because again, it says, V'chol Erechecha Yeh B'Shekel HaKodesh. Now really, that pasuk doesn't mean Erechin and Machzis HaShekel. It just means that all the numbers that you see in the parasha, is it dollars, is it euros, is it pounds, like what is it? It's shekel hakodesh, that's all it means. Oh, shekel hakodesh, you start thinking machzis hashekel, okay? And based on that, you would have had a hekesh. That think that if you're potter from machzis hashekel, you should be potter from erichin. Kamash molon hakolch marichin. Kayhanim levim v'Yisraelim, the chiddush is kayhanim. So the Gemara Malei Abayo, hay v'chol erkecho l'chol erichin shatam mayrach. Now the truth is, says the Gemara, you want to darshan that pasuk. I hear you can darshan the pasuk. The problem is, we darshan it already for something else. Meaning, if there's a drasha here, something has to be extra. And what's extra is the words v'chol erkecho. The problem is, we already use v'chol erkecho to teach me l'chol erichin shatam mayrach l'yepchusim yisrael. This is a sugi that's coming up in the next few days that says that the pasuk says, at the end of the parasha of the Erechin, there's one pasuk that says, let's say a person is makabel the Erech of a Zohar that's between the ages of 20 and 60. So that's max in terms of how much you'd be chayev, 50 shekel, b'shekel HaKodesh. What if you can't afford it? So the pasuk says, this is a pasuk, the pasuk says that Bezdin would sit down with this fellow and they would try to work out a payment plan of some sort. And sometimes they would restructure his obligation and they would say, even though really you chayev 50 shekel, you don't have to give 50 shekel. The minimum amount that this person would have to give is a seller, and it's learned that somehow from that pasuk. But the bottom line is, if it's learned out from this pasuk, you don't have the pasuk to even have a havamina to teach me that the only time you chayv an erichin is if you're chayv machsa shekel. So if you don't have a havamina to say that, you don't have a havamina that kehanim should be potter. So why does it have to say, I call my richin kehanim levim yisraelim? So the Gemara says, Allah merabai, it's a similar terror. So good, I think I would have thought, hell, because uftuyav mi ben chodesh tifte be'erkecha, called the isay bepidyan haben. It says uftuyav mi ben chodesh tifte, and this is in the context of pidyan haben, and then it says the word be'erkecha. So be'erkecha there doesn't mean erichin, but you see the pasuk uses the word erichin together with pidyan haben. So you would have thought someone that has pidyan haben has erichin. Behind a kehanim, however, less of pidyan haben, less of erichin. Being that kehanim don't have pidyan haben, maybe they shouldn't have erichin either. If that's the case, if we're going to start darshaning every time it says the word erkecha in the Torah, somehow say chedushe Torah, like in this havamina, gabe eil asham, regarding the aisle that is a carbon asham. And the context over there is one of the karbonos ashen. There were five people that had to bring a karbon ashen. One of them is if somebody goes over to his friend and says, you owe me money. He says, no, I don't. He swears he doesn't. And then we find that he really did. Right? Those things happen. So either way, he has to bring a karbon ashen. So the pasuk says, "Chsiv es ashama yavi l'ashem ayol tamim minat soim be'erkecha." So how can I'm going to tell me that being that the Torah used the word erkecha to call the isei be'erich and isei be'el ashen? So maybe only someone that's chayv in erichin should be chayv in eil lashem. Okay, what do you want to say? Tumtum vajroiginis. The less nu be'erichin, less nu be'ayalasham. So with all the things that tumtum and ajoygan is a pater from, there's no they should be pater from this carbon asham, right? They can't have this kula when it comes to doing business. So the Gemara says, Allah my rabba v'teme ravashi, you're right. It's derech another chavamino. To pater kayanim is really something else. Not the word be'erichu that you find in different parashiyas in the Torah, because you can't go down there. It's a slippery slope to go down that road. But rather, hoyel, because they have mito l'fnei ha'koyeh, we said that if someone took upon himself erichin, and now he can't afford it. So Bezdin was willing to work it out. Who was that Bezdin? Who was that tribunal? Who was that Vad? It was a Kayan. The Pasuk says, Vehemido Lufnei HaKayan. So the non-Kayan is going to stand in front of the Kayan. V'loi Kayan Lufnei Kayan. That's how you know. Or you would have thought that a Kayan maybe can't be Mayrich, Kamash Malon, Hakol Marichin, even Kayan. So again, it says, Hakol Marichin. Koyhanim Levi'im v'Yisraelim. What's the Chiddush? Koyhanim Levi'im v'Yisraelim could be Marichin. Which one of them would you have thought is excluded from the parish of Erich? Teretz is Koyhanim. Why? Because it says if someone takes upon himself Erichin and he can't afford it, v'hemidai l'fnei ha'koyen. So it sounds like the non-Koyen should go in front of the Koyen. Not a Koyen in front of a Koyen. So if a Koyen doesn't have that part of the parasha, maybe he should be excluded from the entire parasha. Kamash Malon, that it's not a diik, and Koyhanim can take upon themselves Erichin, says the Gemara. Ne'erochin. So we're going back again to the beginning of the Masechus. This is a little bit out of order. So that's what happens when we digress sometimes. Hakol Marichin v'Ne'erochin, Noidrin v'Nidarim. And the Masechus started with a diuk in the very first word of Hakoil Asuyema. What was a kol coming to be married? So we said Hakol Marichin. That's Muflus Samachlish. Machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. What exactly that is? What is Hakol Nerochin? Hakol Nerochin is Lasuyeh Menuvah L'Mukashchin. Meaning, if somebody says that I'm taking upon myself the erech of Ployni, and Ployni is a Menuvah, or Ployni is a Mukashchin, he's someone that as an eved would have zero value. If you tried selling him, no bids. No one's gonna even be interested in buying him. So you would have thought that maybe somehow he should be exempt from the halachas of Erichin as well. Kamashma. So the Gemara is gonna digress now, or really, not digress, wrong word, analyze and go into great detail, just the opposite of digress. This halacha of Akol Nerochin, Lasuye Menuvo Umukishchen. The Gemara is gonna begin with a braisa. It's a long braisa. The Gemara is not going to explain it, and then the second part of the daf, or the second part of the remainder of the daf, is going to be the beer in this long-winded brisa. So we'll go through the brisa quickly as the Gemara will, and then we'll go through it in more detail as the Gemara goes through it. Sok the Gemara, how do you know that a menuvel umukashchin are included, not excluded, they're included in the halacha of nerochin? Sok the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanon, it says, be'erkecha. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashay slashem. So this is the pasuk that introduces the parish of Erichin, and this is the pasuk that's going to be the subject of the remainder of the daf. So Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ish ki yafli neder. It's a type of neder be'erkecha Erichin nefashoyis. We're going to come back to that word again and again and again. Lasher. Zok to Gemara. It says, Be'erkecha lahavi eruch sasum. It's coming to be marba that if somebody would take upon himself an erech, but he doesn't specify who. So it's very important to specify who, because really depending on who the person is, number one, gender, number two, age, that will determine how much he's obligated to give. So if he says sasum, or some have the gear sastam, then you don't really know whether what he's chayev. So certainly there could have been a havamina that he shouldn't be chayev at all. So we need be'erkecha, a riboy, to tell me that you chayev. Dover acher, another limud, be'erkecha, erech kulo hinoisein, v'lei erech evarim. Meaning, if somebody takes upon himself that I want to give the erech of Ployni's foot or Ployni's arm, are you chayev? The answer is no. Yochosh, ani moitzi, after avosh, ani shamat pliboy. What if he says, I want to give the erech of Ployni's head, something that you can't live without? You can live without an arm, you can't live without a head. Tamu boimar, nefashis. Be'erkecha nefashis. Nefashis teaches me that even if you only will makabel the erech of an aver, but if it's an aver, shanashama tluyaboy, that's enough for you to be chayv in erechin. Nefashis, another halacha that we learn from nefashis, is v'lei ha-mes, that if somebody takes upon himself the erech of a mes, he's not chayv. Oitzi es ha-mes, v'lei oitzi es ha-goises. I would think only a mes is excluded, but a goises, at the end of the day, he's still a nefesh. Talmud Loimar, it says, v'hemid v'herich. Kol she yeshnei b'hamada, yeshnei b'harach. What does it say, v'hemid v'herich? That's in that pasuk at the end of the parasha that talks about the person that can't afford the erechin, v'hemid, oitzi lefnei ha-koy, right? He's going to stand in front of the koy. The goises can't stand in front of the koy because he's a goises. So therefore, he is exempt. A third halacha that we learned from the Nefashos. Nefashos saying, Liyala Echot Sheherich Echot, Echot Sheherich Meya Minayin. You would think that if somebody takes upon himself the erichin of one person, will be chay. But what if he takes upon himself the erichin of 100 people? Now, that's Pashat. If you would take upon yourself the erich of Ruvain, go home. Shimon, wait Taykele Dibur. Levi, have a coffee. That's Pashat, you'd be chay. It's separate erichins. The Chiddush is that if it's one Maisa, Nether, and in that one nether, you're taking upon 100 people, maybe you would be potter, kamashmul, again from the fashos, that you're going to be chai. Davarach, another thing that we learn from the fashos. How do you learn out so many things from one word? The Gemara is going to ask that. Eli elu ish sheherich, you would think only an ish. Why would you think that? Because the pasuk begins, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleyim ish ki yafli neder. So I would have thought ish sheherich bein ish bein isha. An ish that takes upon the erichin of an ish or an isha, like the Torah says mefurish. But isha sheherichah ish, or isha sheherichah isha, minayin tamadoy ma nefashos. Dover achar, nefashos, and this is what we need, l'rabbis menuvel or mokushchin. Any type of nefesh, even if it's a menuvel or a mokushchin, even sheyachal, I would have thought, neder b'erkecho, the Torah says neder, that pasuk that we just read, and it says be'erkecha. So I would think, anyone that's subject to damim, what does damim mean, like we said in the Mishnah? It means he would be sold. He has value to be sold as an eved. So yesh be'erkecha, v'chol she'ein be'damim, e'ed be'erkecha, talmud lo'ymar, nefashos. V'hoye erkecha, that teaches me, l'rabbos, tumtum v'adroiginus l'damim, she'yachol, I would have thought, neda be'erkecha, the same exact hekesh. It's kol she'yesh ne'be'erich, yesh ne'be'damim, kol she'yesh ne'be'erich, yesh ne'be'damim, tamal lo'yme v'hoye erkecha ha'zachar, zachar v'loy tumtum v'adroiginus. Okay, the chiddush of tumtum v'adroiginus is just the opposite. Tumtum v'adroiginus are excluded from the parish of erichin, like the Mishnah said. Why? Because the Torah says, how much for a zachar, how much for a nekeva? Zachar, zachar, vaday, nekeva, nekeva, vaday. Tumtum adroigenes, asafik, zachar, zachar, nekeva. So they don't have erichin. So I would have thought the same would be true for them. So if somebody would make a neder, he would say that I'm going to be menadiv to hektish, to bedek abayis, the value of a zachar, the value of a tumtum, or the value of an adroigenes, you would have thought maybe it'd be potter there too. Is yachol kamash malon that you're going to be chay. Yachol lo yu be'erichish, av yu be'erichisha, talmud lo yimah v'hoye erkecha azacha. V'im nekeva hi azacha vadi nekeva vadois, v'loy tumtum adroigenes. That's just the drosha that teaches me that a tumtum and an adroigenes are excluded from the parish of Erechin. Being that they're excluded from the parish of Erechin based on Erkecha, Neder, you would have thought that they're excluded from the parish of the Dharm as well. Kamash Malon, that the two are mutually exclusive. We don't make this Hekish. So we don't make this Hekish, and that's why Menuvel and Mukashchin, even though they don't have Neder, if someone said that I'm going to give Bet HaKabayis the value of this Menuvel and Mukashchin, how much would be sold? I wouldn't have to give anything. So you would have thought maybe you should be exempt from Erichin as well because of Nedav Erichin, Kamash Malon. No, they're separate. And the same is true in the reverse. Tumtum and Adragas don't have Erichin. So you would have thought maybe they don't have Nedarim either. Kamash Malon, that no, they do have Nedarim. Zok de Gemara. So this was the shorter version of the Braisa, the abridged version. Now the Gemara is going to go into it. Amar Be'erkecha, it says Be'erkecha. L'rabba is Erich Stam. So something in the word Be'erkecha is extra. And it's coming to teach me erich stam, that even if someone takes upon himself the erich without mentioning a specific person, so I'll do my erich stam. What do you have the time? I'm erich stam. You have to give the minimum amount. What's the minimum you can possibly give? So all you have to do is be mavis sedger, go through the psukim, the kama pachish of erich shloishes golem. So mi ben chaydish ad chameshes shonim for a nekeva. It's 3 shekels. For a zachar, it's 5, like Pidyon HaBen. For an ekev, it's 3, and that's what it is. The aim of Reit Gemara Chamishim. Why do you say the lowest? Maybe it should be the most. The most is the zachar between the age of 20 and 60. Tafasta merubah, loy tafasta, tafasta merubah, tafasta. This is a klal and shasta. Whenever you can pick more or less, you always go with less. For aim of shekel, it's Reit Gemara. Maybe it should be a shekel. Dechsiv v'chol erkecha yiyah b'shekel ha-kodesh. Meaning there's really a lesser amount. It could be less than 3 shekels. Household, if the person can't afford it, and now they have to work it out for him. So there's a minimum of how much they'd obligate him to pay. We saw the sell on Amad Aleph. That's the Shekel HaKodesh. Remember the Sugi and then the Bukhairis. It's the same thing. So either way, Chamesha Shkolim, the Torah says it's Pidyon HaBen. Chamesha Sloim is what in the Torah Shabbat Pei you always find the amount for Pidyon HaBen. Because that Shekel HaKodesh is not the Shekel of Shas, but it's equal to the seller of Chazal. But regardless, so says the Gemara, maybe it's a shekel or a seller like an Amid Aleph, which is really the minimum amount in the event that we have to work it out with the person. That's a different cheshbon. Really, the on the price list, the minimum is 3 shekelim, and that's the tafas, the mu'a tafas. Elokro lomali, says the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for? Meaning, l'chura, shouldn't it be obvious that it's tafas mu'a? Amrav Nachman, Amrav Rabu, l'aymish, ain't it need the basuk yadu? No, it's not so pasha. Because you would have thought that maybe it's a shekel. Meaning, it's in Svar, I don't need a pasuk to tell me tafas, the mu'a tafas. What I need a pasuk for is to tell me that he shouldn't be nidain the hesig yad. My time, says the Gemara, kimefarish dami, because there would have been a havamina that even though ordinarily, if someone takes upon himself erichin and then he can't afford it, we work it out for him. Maybe this person, we wouldn't work it out for. So again, the question is that we said from Be'erkach, we learn out that if someone takes upon himself erich stam, he's going to be chayv. What's going to be chayv? The minimum amount, tafas tamu tafas. Gemara's kash is pshita. It's pashit, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know what the chiddush is? That this hesig yad. The chiddush is that, or the chiddush is she'ena nidim hesig yad. We'll see two lashonos in the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara is that there is no hesig yad. Why is there no hesig yad? Meaning this person we're not going to work out for. So the Gemara says, because ordinarily when a person takes upon himself erichin, we're willing to work with him if he can't afford it. You know why? Because we assume that maybe he didn't chap exactly what he was obligating himself. What do you mean? He said, I want the erich ha'ploini. Says Rash, maybe you didn't know how old ploini is. You know, maybe he wasn't privy to all the details. But when a person says erech stam, we're assuming he knew what the minimum shear was. So he for sure was mekabel 3 shekalim. And if he was mekabel 3 shekalim, then that was his kabbalah. If that's his kabbalah, that's it. He's going to have to live with it. And maybe there's not a hesig yad. Meaning the reason the Torah is willing to work with him is because we're giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he didn't fully comprehend, he didn't fully grasp what he was taking upon himself. But to the extent that we know for sure that he knew what he was being mekabel, we would not work it out for him. Interesting. So the whole hesig yad is predicated on the idea that maybe he doesn't really chap. He says, I'll take upon myself the, yeah, I know Ploini's a nice fellow. Whatever he's worth, I'm willing to be menat. Then he finds out he's worth 50 shekel. Whoa, I didn't realize that. So that person, we're willing to work it out. Either way, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that he's einoy nidoy behesig yad. From Be'erkecha we learn out that it has to be 3 shekels, even if you can't afford it. Says the Gemara, my time again can be fired. Ikadami something just the Alamra Nachman Rabbi Rabu and Nidim Behasing Yad. That he is Nidim Behasing Yad. Pshita, why would you think he's not Nidim Behasing Yad? The same spark. Now the Tame can be fired. Shdami. Hesig Yad is only when you can somehow rationalize that he really realized what he was doing. But over here, he clearly realized what he was doing. Sakti Gemara, Kamash Mulan, Doveracha, Be'erkecha. Another thing that we learned from Erkecha was Erech Kulei Hu Nois Beide Nois Erech Dmei Evar. That if somebody takes upon himself, not the Erech of a complete person, but I'm willing to take upon myself the value of Ploini's foot. The halacha is there is no chiyuv erichin. Frank the Gemara va fiktei le'erichsnam. They seem to be both learned out from the same word. Be'erkecha. How could you learn two drushes from the same word? So the Gemara says kari be'erich, and instead it says be'erkecha. Didn't have to say the word. So the fact that it says the word is drusha number one, and then you have the extra endachaf be'erkecha. That's two drashas. I would think that if somebody takes upon himself a person's aver, so he's not chayv and erich. So even if the aver is an aver shana shama tluyibay, so if somebody says, I'll take upon myself the erich of Pliny's head, maybe there too you shouldn't have erich in Talmud. Loy ma nefashos. Nefashos, the Brisa continued and taught me a second halacha. V'loyes hameis. You just use nefashos to tell me aver shana shama tluyibay. So how could you use it to tell me that if someone takes upon himself the erich of a mace, he's not chayv? Kari be nefesh nefashos. Again, from the word nefashis, there's two drashas, because it could have said nothing. Nefesh is drasha number one, nefashis is drasha number two. Oitzias ha-meis, for oitzias ha-goises. The Braisa continued and said, okay, so a meis is excluded. What about a goises? Talmud loyma, behemid veherich. Only someone that can stand in front of a kayin is included in the halacha of erich. The obvious question, if you have the hemid veherich, which is a drasha to tell me that a goises is excluded for erichin, so why can't I use the same drasha to exclude a mace as well? The Gemara says, okay, you're right, you actually could. So then why then do I need nefesh nefashis? The Gemara says, come on, like the Brice is going to say later, the Gemara is going to discuss it later, we already saw the Brice. So we know what the Kaman is. We had a sneak preview, and there's so many drushes that we learn from the Fashas. So that's not going to be a kash at the end of the bout of why what I do with the Fashas. So you're right. Really, mace and goises are both learned out from the Hemid Verach. Doverach and the Fashas, which we said means if one person in one Maisa Nerter, one Maisa Erechim, took upon himself the erech of many people. How do you know you're going to be chayev? Tamalim in the fash. Dovarach in the fash is ain't liyelo. Ish sheherich bein ish bein isho. Isho sheherichah ish. The isho sheherichah isho minayin. How do you know that the laws of erech can apply to a woman just like they apply to a man? As being a marich. The pasuk says ish. So maybe it's only an ish. Tamalim mar. Again, nefashis. So how many drashes do we have for nefashis? We have nefashis to tell me Ever Shanashamba Tluyaboy. We have Nefashis teaching me Echad Sheherich Mei Nefashis. And from Nefashis, we're learning out that an Isha could also affect Erechin. Davaracher, a fourth Joshua from Nefashis. Lahavi Menuvel Mokeshchin. Menuvel Mokeshchin. Even though they don't have Nadarim, you would have thought they don't have Erechin. Kamash when they have Erechin. Feit Gamarva Fikte Lahanach. Didn't we just use Nefashis for three other things? How could I use it for the fourth? So the Gemara gives an interesting tarot. The Gemara says, Hanach leitzrichi kra, my time, shakalu v'yavau kula. That the truth is, we said that from Nefesh and Nefashis, how many drushes were there? There were really two drushes that we had from Nefesh and Nefashis. We can learn three from one. How do you learn three from one? Based on a rule that if you have two possible drushes and they're both equal, one doesn't have yichas more than the other, you're allowed to learn both of them. This is something that comes up at the beginning of Masechet Bava Kamma. But either way, if you have a situation where two things are equal, the halacha is learned both. So the first three drushes that we learned out from the fashas, Evashan Hashamah, Tluyabai, one person could be Mayrach, 100 people in one Erech, or Isha and Ish. There's no way to decide and pick and choose which one of these drushes I should learn from the fashas. You know what I do? I learn out all of them. Kitzrich Krut. If that's the case, the one extra one I can use, the Manuvah Lamukah Shkinu Itzrich, and we will exhale over here. So before we end the daf, a few ha'aras. So going back towards the beginning of the daf, where the Gemara discussed the halachas of Mikra Megillah. So we had Mikra Megillah in today's daf, we had Mikra Megillah in yesterday's daf. In today's daf, the Gemara said, HaKol Chayovim in Mikra Megillah, Kehanim Leviyah v'Yisrael. Gemara said, Pshita, obviously Kehanim Leviyah v'Yisrael, Machayv in Mikra Megillah. Who else is Chayv in Mikra Megillah, not Kehanim Leviyah v'Yisrael? And the Gemara said, you're right, the Chiddush is that if a Kohen's in the middle doing the Avodah, is he supposed to stop the Avodah now because it came time to hear the Megillah? The answer is yeah. And that's the Chiddush that Kehanim, not that they're chayiv, of course they're chayiv, but even b'shas avoidah, they're still going to be chayiv to go ahead and hit the Megillah. Yesterday we had the halachas of Megillah, hakol chayiv and mikra Megillah, and the question was, hakol lasuye mai, and the Gemara said, lasuye noshim uktar b'yishua ben Levi, omre b'yishua ben Levi, noshim chayiv is b'mikra Megillah, sha'af hein hoyu b'oysanas. Let's just talk a little bit about mikra Megillah and a few yisoidis that come out of today's daf. The Ran, Masechtas Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, asks the kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, Kayhanim b'avidasam, u'levim b'duchanan, v'yisrael b'mamadan, mevatlan avidasam, uvan l'shmaya mikra Megillah. And that's the chiddush of Hakol Chayavim b'mikra Megillah, Kayhanim levim b'yisraelim. The chiddush is Kayhanim even b'shas avidah. It's a Gemara Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's a Gemara Erechin, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Freik the Ran, mikra Megillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. Avidah is a mitzvah deraisa. How is it possible that a mitzvah derabbanon could be doicha a mitzvah deraisa? As I freak the Ran. Says the Ran, you have to say that when the Gemara says, Koyhanib avidosam, mevatlin avidosam uvoyin l'shmaya mikra Megillah, it means where the Koyhanim are still going to have time to be able to go back to do the avodah. Avada, they're going to stop the avodah and they're going to go hear the Megillah. But after hearing the Megillah, there'll still be time to do whatever avodah they were in the middle of doing. But to the extent that they'd be mevatl the avodah legamri, and by the time they finish hearing the Megillah, they're going to go back, this man of the avodah, whatever it is, they won't be able to do the avodah anymore. Avada salacha can't be true. Because avodah is a mitzvah deraisa, and Megillah is a mitzvah derabbanon, and in all the sugyas of tchiyah, one thing is pashut. No one ever said that a mitzvah derabbanon can be mevatel deraisa. So avada derabbanon can't be mevatel deraisa, and when we say mevatlin, it's a little bit of a misnomer. We don't mean that we're literally being mevatelet. Because if we're literally being mevatelet, it would be a problem. No, the case is where you're going to have time to go back and to be able to resume the avodah. Now, the truth is, parenthetically, to digress from our digression, parenthetically, the Ran says that you don't find anywhere that a derabbanon can be doicha deraisa. There really is a marumakim. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos and a Perek Hashelech and Masechtas Gittin, where the Gemara says the Rebbe Eliezer, the great Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, had an eved. He was an Eved Kanani. and they were once in shul, and they needed a tzeinta for a minyan. They were looking for an asiri yakodesh, and Rabbi Eliezer went, and he was meshacher his eved. Freit the Gemara, how could he be meshacher his eved? We know a meshacher avdoi, oiv devaseh, Rabbi Akiva said in the Soita Taf Gimel, throughout Shas, you're not allowed to be meshacher an eved. It says, wa'olam behem tavoidu, meaning you have an obligation to make sure your eved kanani always works for you. You're not allowed to free your slaves. So if that's the case, freit the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer be meshacher his eved, l'chayr meshacher avdoi, oiv devaseh. So the Gemara says, mitzvah shiny, this was different. Because over here it was a mitzvah, and be there was a mitzvah, he was allowed to do it. What do you mean? Loy lemem tavoyd is also a mitzvah. No, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah de rabbim. This is different. Loy lemem tavoyd is my personal mitzvah. This is a mitzvah de rabbim. Mitzvah de rabbim is doicha, a mitzvah de yachid. Fragging the Rishonim, very nice, a mitzvah de rabbim is doicha, a mitzvah de yachid. But what was the mitzvah de rabbim? Tefillah b'tzibur. What was the mitzvah de yachid? Loy lemem tavoyd. Tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah de rabbana. The Mechaber says yishtado. Loyla mem tavoidu is a regular mitzvah deraisa. It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So if that's the case, how could a mitzvah derabbanan be doicha a mitzvah deraisa? And some Rishonim say that you see from here there is such a concept that if the mitzvah derabbanan is a mitzvah derabin, maybe it could be doicha a mitzvah deyachid. The point is that the Ran's asking a kasha. Where do you find there's no precedence for a mitzvah derabbanan to be doicha a mitzvah deraisa? Incidentally, on that Gemara is where the Rosh famously says that maybe this wasn't a shayla of a derabbanan. Maybe this tefillah b'tzibur was a shayla of a deraisa, because it wasn't tefillah b'tzibur, it was kriyas atayra b'tzibur, and it wasn't a regular kriyas atayra, it was parsha zachar, and parsha zachar is there, that's the famous rush where he says parsha zachar is deraisa. Oh, so really it was a kriya deraisa. The question is, if it was Shabbos, are you allowed to be meshacher and eved on Shabbos? Isn't that mekach memkar? Are you allowed to be mafker something on Shabbos? This touches on so much rage, v'advarim atikin. But either way, the Ran is assuming that it's poshid that a mitzvah derabbanan cannot be doicha mitzvah deraisa. Thus, afraid to give all the gekasha. Kayanim b'avidasan, uloviim b'duchanim b'yisrael b'mamadim, mevatlan avidasan, uvayim l'shmayim, mikri megillah, l'chayim, mikri megillah, zed rabbanon, avidas de reisa. How could the rabbanon be doicha de reisa? The Yishloima says, the Ran, you have to say that it really is not mevatlan. And the Lashon HaGemara is a little bit of a misnomer, but the point is, it's only going to be true if the Kayan's going to have time, the Levit, Yisrael, they're going to have time to go back and do their respective way. Stating that, there's a Piskei Tosfos right here at Masechtas Erechin. So the Marmakim is in our sugya. So the Piskei Tosfos, it's in the first parak, and it's Ois Yotes. Koyhanim b'avidasam, ulevim b'duchanan, v'yisro b'mamadam, mevatlin likreis megillah, afilu oivers man hakarger. Before. So the Piskei Tosfos brings the halacha, and then says, afilu oiver zman hakarger. Lehevya not like the Ran. And if that's the case, that the halacha is that mevatlin avoida for mikra megillah, even if you're not going to be able to resume doing the avoida, l'chayu the Ran's kasha is megillah is a derabbanon, this is a deraisa. How could a mitzvah derabbanon be doicha a mitzvah deraisa? So the truth is that Taz in Shulchan Aruch asks this kasha. The Taz in Simon Tov Reish Pei Zayin Tzivkot Beis, and the Taz says that mikra megillah is not a regular derabbanon, and the reason is because it's in Divrei Kabbalah. We know that it comes. We have a whole sefer. It's in the Sifrei Tanakh. And being that it's in the Sifrei Tanakh, any time you learn a halacha from the Vi'im Uksuvim, the Gemara refers to it as Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah is more than a regular drabon. Now, the truth is, this Taz is not so pashit. And really, it's a very long shmuz. And it's not only Negei Mikra Megillah. It'd be Negei so many halachas. We learn that Dinei Avelas from Yecheskel. Hilchas Tefillah is learned out from Chana. So all these different halachas that we learn out from Nevi'im Uksuvim, do they have a din of a derabbanon, or maybe they're a little bit more than a derabbanon because they're different kabbalah? So really, this Taz, this Terence, to explain the sheet of the Piskei Atayi, it doesn't bring the Piskei Taisis, but this sheet of the Piskei Taisis is really totally in a lot of rain, and it's a very, very, very long shmuz. But the truth is, there's another tushtel, and that is a Shagasariya in Turei Yevin, in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tal and Aleph, that's more related to yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, again, the Gemara said, HaKol Chayavah B'Mikra Megillah, HaKol Tshayru L'Krizom Megillah, Suyei Mai, so the Gemara said, LaSuyei Noshim, HaKol B'Shur B'Levi, Nomer B'Shur B'Levi, Noshim Chayavah B'Mikra Megillah, Now, why would you think Nashim should be parted from Mikra Megillah? What do you mean? The Jews? No, the reason you would have thought apart, this is a mitzvah aseh shas man gerama. And even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, Nashim are parted from mitzvah aseh shas man gerama, whether it's a mitzvah deraisa or it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Rabbi Shulman Levi taught us a chiddush. He said, Afein hoya ba'isanes, and it's for that reason Nashim are chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Stating that, Tosis brings a shitas ha-bahag. Tosis brings the bahag in Erech and Daf Gimel, and Tosis brings the bahag in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph as well. That's the other place that Rabbi Shimon Malevi's memra is brought in Shas. And either way, says Tosfos that even though the Gemara comes out that Nasha Machayev and Mikra Megillah, stating that an Isha cannot be Moitzi an Ish, a woman cannot be Moitzi a man with Mikra Megillah. So you can't have a woman that's going to be about, now the truth is to have a woman about Koira, that's a whole other question. Kavanat Tzibur, Pritzas, that's a different conversation. But even Betzina, Bechadri Chadar, your wife can't be Moitzi you, Koira, with Mikra Megillah either. And the reason is, because even though Noshim Achayiv, Sha'afein Hoya Boisa'anes, but not Chayiv enough, not on the same level that you should be able to be Moitzi an Ish. And at first glance, it's Tzorech Bir. Why not? Meaning, we know that a woman very often can't be Moitzi a man with certain mitzvahs. But usually that's going to be because the man is Chayv Deiraisa, and the woman is Chayv, like a katan can't make Kiddush for you Friday night. Why not? Because a katan is only Chayv and mitzvahs midrabana, and maybe Chinuch, whatever, and you're Chayv and mitzvahs midrabana. And a Mechuyev Deirabana can't be Moitzi, a Mechuyev Deiraisa. But over here, men are Chayv and Mikra Megillah, and women are Chayv and Mikra Megillah. Men are Chayv midrabana, Mikra Megillah is a din derabana. And women are Chayv midrabana, Shafi and Hoy Baisanes. So they're both Chayv midrabana. If they're both Chayv midrabana, why can't a woman be Moitzi a man? The Bahag at first glance is awesome. And if you take a look at Lashoni Azov Shal Bahag, he seems to be saying some super lumdus, but regardless, at first glance, the Bahag is Tzorech Bir. Says the Shagisari in Turi Evin, a Dover Nifla, the same Shan in this Bahag. He says it's true. It's true that Mikra Megillah is only a mitzvah derabana. Stating that, I think, says the Shagas Aryeh, it's a mitzvah derabanan that's ke'en da'iraisa. It's almost a da'iraisa. Why? It's based on the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Dav Zayinam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. Shenemar, Vayomer Haman B'Liboy. How do you know what Haman was thinking? Esther didn't know what Haman was thinking. Mordechai didn't know what Haman was thinking. Whoever wrote the Megillah cannot have known what Haman was thinking. Elamai, it was written Baruch HaKodesh. And Baruch HaKodesh, they were tapped in, and they were told what Haman was thinking of Levi. Rabbi Akiva, I'm asking Baruch HaKodesh, Nebba Shenema, Vati Esther, Noisei Schein, Beinei Korea. How do you know she was Noisei Schein, Beinei Korea? Maybe there were people that didn't like Esther. Vaislay says Baruch HaKodesh. And Al Yudei this Gilu, they knew that Esther was Noisei Schein in Korea. Ramei Roy Mes Baruch HaKodesh Nema, Shenema Vayivada Hadovel Mordechai. Who told Mordechai what happened with Bichson and Seresh? Rabbi Yosef ben Durmaskis Oimer Es Baruch HaKodesh Nemer, Shenemu Babiza Leisholchos Yada. Nobody touched the Biza. How do you know nobody touched the Biza? Shmuel said Es Baruch HaKodesh Nemer, Shenemer Kimu Vekiblu Kimu Lemaila Mashakimu Lemata. How do we know what they were Mekayim Lemala? Must be that Esther. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that Esther was Baruch HaKodesh Nemer. Says the Shagas Aryeh, listen to Lashoni Azov. He says Kivan Shekein Yesh Loimer Kivan Esther Nemer Lukul Am Baruch HaKodesh LeChrist Gnomi Lekam Andav Zayin Amad Aleph. Havadai ke'en shal Torah nemra. Why? Kivon dekel echad amran mipi adon kol ha'maisim baruch hu. Because what does Ruach HaKodesh mean? Right, we use the word Ruach HaKodesh. Erat Ruach HaKodesh, Andrahat Ruach HaKodesh. What does it mean? Ruach HaKodesh is a level of Nevuah. The Rishonim say there are four levels of Nevuah. The lowest level of Nevuah is Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is a madrega in Nevuah. It works b'derech Nevuah. That means HaKodesh Baruch Hu is being megal himself to the tzaddik, to the Navi, and he's telling the Tzaddik a message. That's what Ruach HaKodesh is. That means, if Esther was Beruach HaKodesh Nemro, who'd Esther come from? It's not a creation of the Rabbanim, of the rabbis. This came from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. HaKodesh Baruch Hu was Megala to Esther and Mordechai, the Koisvei HaMegillah, the concept of Mikra Megillah, which says that you're supposed to lay in the Megillah b'yudalin, and if you're in an ear, that's Mukafas Chayme b'tezvav, and Mishleich Manas Shleiru Matanas Lav Yoinen. It comes out that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the parasha of Megillah, the mitzvah of Megillah, Esther. It's all Baruch HaKodesh. So at the end of the day, says the Shagas, it's a Shagas Aryeh. He says Havadai ke'en shal Torah nemra, because kiven the keil echad amra. It came from the keil echad. Mipi odan kala meiser. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at the end, what is the definition of a deiraisa? Came from Hashem. Rabbanon came from the Rabbanon. Okay, if Esther was Baruch HaKodesh nemra, it means it came from the Eibishter. If it came from the Eibishter, it means it's Ke'en Shal Torah. Says the Shagas Aryeh, if that's the case, men are Chayiv in Esther, in Mikra Megillah, based on Megillah's Esther. Megillah's Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to happen. He was mitzavit, so to speak, through the vehicle, the tzaddikim, through Ruach HaKodesh, but at the end of the day, the chiyuv that men have is the Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra de Gechiyuv, which although it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon, but it's Ke'en Shal Torah, it's Kemat Midei Reis, Loshen HaShagasariya, Ke'en Shal Torah, and therefore their chiyuv is a Ke'en Shal Torah de Gechiyuv, Loshen HaChayiv, not because of Megillas Esther, their chayiv Shafin Hoi Boisanes. So if their chayiv Shafin Hoi Boisanes, that's a regular mitzvah de Rabbanon, says the Shagasariya, just like someone that's mitzvah de Rabbanon can't be mitzvah someone that's mitzvah Midei Reis. So too, someone that's mitzvah with the rabbanon can't be mitzi someone that's mitzvah on a mitzvah or ke'en doiraisa. And if that's the case, noshim can't be mitzi on noshim. They're both chayim, and aren't they both mitzvahs the rabbanon? To an extent, yes, but to another extent, no. Because women's chiyuv is a regular chiyuv the rabbanon. Shafi noy boisanes. That's a the rabbanon. That's a rabbinical creation, a rabbinical institution. Their whole chiyuv is a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Whereas men, they're chayiv ke'en shal Torah, and just like someone that's chayiv mid'rabbanan can't be moisi someone that's chayiv mid'raisa, someone that's chayiv mid'rabbanan won't be able to be moisi someone that's chayiv ke'en d'raisa. And then the Shai Gesari declares a nice shayla. He says, V'yeshlai, there's two parts to the Shai Gesari. Part two is very geschmack, and it's a digression, but it's very, very geschmack. He says, my clara is like this. What if you have a man who can't read the Megillah? And there's someone that can be Moitzim, but that person that can be Moitzim is a woman. The Bahag says, a woman can't be Moitzim a man. His shaila is, does a man also have a mitzvah to hear the Megillah, Sha'afein Hoya Boisanes? And if that's the case, let the woman be Moitzim that chiyav of Afein Hoya Boisanes. Me, men are chayiv because it says in the Megillah that men are chayiv. Ke'en shal Torah. Women are pot because the mitzvah says she's man garoma. So Rabbanu ben Mechadish, Rav Shua ben Levi, Sha'afein Hoya Boisanes, that women should be chayiv in Mikra Megillah as well. The Chachamim didn't have to impose the chiyuv of Afeinoi Boisanes on men, because men were anyways chayiv. What do you have to tell me I'm chayiv? I know I'm chayiv. I woke up chayiv, so you don't have to be mechayiv. There's no Afeinoi Boisanes, because they're anyways chayiv. But what would be Luyehe? A man can't be mechayiv his regular mitzvah. You know why? Because he doesn't have to read the Megillah. And he doesn't have a man to be mitzvah him. Would he have the mitzvah of Afeinoi Boisanes and say that let that be mechayef him in Mikra Megillah, so that if there's a woman that can be moitzi him, let her at the very least be moitzi him, da'afein hoya boisanes de gechiyev. Meaning the Shagasari said the reason a woman can't be moitzi a man because their chiyuvim are not on the same level, it's on a different plateau. But if you're going to tell me that a man also has afein hoya boisanes, then yesh loymar, a woman should at the very least be moitzi him, da'afein hoya boisanes de gechiyev. That at the very least you should have. But the shaila is a fundamental question. Would the Rabbanan obligate someone that's anyways chayef? If you're chayiv in something midday raisa, now the rabbanu went ahead and they brought in that chiyuv. They brought in the scope of that chiyuv and they included people that were otherwise potter. Did they have in mind even someone that's chayiv midday raisa with chapsach and afgamina in a case where for some reason they don't have the chiyuv day raisa? So how are you going to come up with a case? Like, I just found a case. A case where you have a man who's chayiv in mikra megillah ke'en day raisa. He can't read the megillah now. As a result, he has no way of being mekayim that chiyuv. The Rabbanan created a chiyuv afein hoy boisanes. If I have a chiyuv afein hoy boisanes, I have a way to be mekayim because there's a woman that can be moitzi me. So maybe I should have that chiyuv. And he says, at first glance, he thinks his muschorishin is that a man should have a chiyuv afein hoy boisanes. And if that's the case, even like the Bahag, he should have a woman be moitzi him because even though he can't be yoitzer, the chiyuv of Ke'en Shal Torah, because a woman doesn't have the ability, it's all in the Shitas HaBahag, to be Moitzim, but at the very least, the Afein Hoya Boisanes the Gechiv, at the very least, that's how she should be Moitzim. But what do you see from the Shagas Aryeh? You see from the Shagas Aryeh, a big Yusayid. You see that Esther is different, or Mikra Megillah, even though it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah de Reisayid from its Lashon Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Megillah, it's 100% a mitzvah de Rabbanon, but it's more than a regular mitzvah de Rabbanon. It's Ke'en Shal Torah, because Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemro, and that's the Hanacha on which the Shitas HaBahag, the Tais brings in Megillah Daf Dalet and Erechim Daf Gimel is based on. That's why a woman can't be Moitzi man, because a woman's chiyuv is a regular mitzvah chiyuv the Rabbanon, and a man's chiyuv is a chiyuv Ke'en Shal Torah. If it's a chiyuv Ke'en Shal Torah, then maybe it's not shver. That's the pshat in the Piskei Tosfos. The Piskei Tosfos says Mevatlin Avoid Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. So the Ran said Avad, it's only true if you're going to have time to resume the Avoid, because otherwise, how can Mikra Megillah the Rabbanon be Moitzi Avoid, which is a Dairaisa? And the question is, what's pshat in the Taz? So what's pshat in the Piskei Tosfos? So the Taz said it's different Kabbalah. But that's already a whole different conversation. I don't know if you have to go down that road. You could say more related to Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is Ke'en Shal Torah. It's a Mefurish Shagas Aryeh. And based on this Shagas Aryeh, Mikra Megillah is more than a Rabbanon. It's a Ke'en Shal Torah Diga Halacha. If it's Ke'en Shal Torah, and maybe a Ke'en Shal Torah does have the ability to be Doicha Adin Deirai. Still a little bit of a Chiddush, but maybe that's something that you could do. So just to conclude with one Festa Ha'ara that I saw last night. I saw it in the Har Tzvi al Hashas. So the Har Tzvi al Hashas, it's in Mesech the Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says Noshim Chayavim b'Mikra Megillah Sha'afin Hoya Ba'isa Anes. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this memory three times in Shas. He said it by Mikra Megillah Noshim Chayavim in Chanukah. Sha'af hein hoyu ba'isa anes. And Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Nashim chayavim b'dalu koisois, sha'af hein hoyu ba'isa anes. The Chavis Yoyer in two tshuvas. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Shailas Yayin. So this is the Chavis Yoyer and Rabbi Yaakov Emden. They both bring a bomba kasha, which really, if you think about it, is sorach beer, but it's a geshmaka kasha for sure. And that is, that why do you need af hein hoyu ba'isa anes to tell me that Nashim achayev in Mikra Megillah? The Chayiv and Da'al Koisus, the Chayiv and Erchanika, these three mitzvahs are mitzvahs derabon. Being that they're mitzvahs derabon, it's poshet they should be chayiv. Meaning, why would you say that potter? Because the mitzvah esesh is mangarom. So if Nashim Chayiv and mitzvah esesh is mangarom when it's a mitzvah derabon, it should be potter for mitzvah esesh is mangarom when it's a mitzvah derabon as well. But we know the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that if someone's over a derabon, he's really over a derabon as well. Not only is he over a deraisa, he's over a loisase deraisa. Loisase, because she had gidul chayom and asmar. So it says in the Torah, loisase, and as a result, the Rabbanan tell you to do something and you don't do it, you're being over loisase. If that's the case, every mitzvah asay de Rabbanan is really a loisase deraisa. Nashim achayiv and all loisases. So Nashim achayiv and all loisases, freak the chavis yoyer, he brings this kasha that somebody asked him, and freak of Yaakov Emden and Shevas Yaivitz, that why did Rabbi Shulman Levi have to be mechadish and Nashim achayiv, in Mikra Megillah, in Erchanika, in Da'al Koises, all mitzvahs derabanan, to the extent that they're mitzvahs derabanan, they carry with them a loisaser. And if there's a loisaser, then it means it's a loisase. And if it's a loisase, Nashim achayiv and all loisases, so how are they going to be chayiv? Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, the only time there's a loisaser is if they have the mitzvah derabanan. Meaning, you need to establish that they have a mitzvah derabanan in order to establish the loisaser. Avivai nashim apater for mitzvah seser shazman gerama midairaisa and kein dairaisa, like Tosfos says in Tzachim Daf Kuf Ches, they're apater for mitzvah seser shazman gerama midairabanan as well, so then you can't get onto first base. Right? You have to establish that there's a mitzvah derabanan. Now that you have a mitzvah derabanan and you didn't listen to the rabbanan, oh, now you fall into a whole other category. You fall into a loisaser. But l'chayra, being that nashim apotif and mitzvah esesh is mangarama midairaisa, you'd think that potif midrabanan as well, and therefore there wouldn't be a loisaser. That's why I need Rabbi Shulman Levi's chiddush of afein loisanas. So that's for sure the Moschorishim, the Chavis Yoyer discusses it in the Har Tzvi brings it in Simiches and Simites. It's also in Simin Yud. There's a few tshuvas where the Chavis Yoyer discusses the kasha. He says what we just spoke at. But the bottom line is the Gedoyli Achreinim discuss this kasha. The what do I need? Afin Hoy Baisanes. Tepek Le, it's a loisase, it's loisase, and Nashim Achayev, and all loisase. Brings Rab Tzvi Pesach that he heard a teretz from the Aderet. He heard a teretz from the Aderet. He said, Adova Nifla. He says that who's the one that said Afin Hoy Baisanes? It's Rabbi Shulman Levi. He says, Rabbi Shulman Levi l'shitasle. There's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah that mem vav. The Gemara there says that Sukkah, Dalud Minim is Mederais only the first day. In the Beis HaMikdash, it said, Usmachtel Fnei Hashem L'kechen Shuvas Yomim, but there was a mitzvah Mederais 7 days. But Begvulin, Ulekachtem L'chem B'yem Erisha. Just one day. So there's only one day that you have a chiyah midday raisa tal. The other days, there's only midday rabbanim. So the Gemara there has a discussion, do you make a bracha on the other days? So command all the Amayram said, how do you make a bracha? What do you mean? How can you make a bracha? Shekid yishanu b'mesvayse v'tzivanu v'heichan tzivanu. Says the Gemara, why saser? It's the same Gemara in the beginning of Perek with Mehmet Likin. That's how you can make a bracha on the Erchanika v'heichan tzivanu. So the Gemara says, why saser? But the point is, almost everyone in that sugya holds you can make a bracha. But there is one Amoyer that says you don't make a bracha. You know, that is Rav Shulman Levi. Rav Shulman Levi says, machdash ken bracha. He says, how can you make a bracha? It's only a chiv d'rabbanan. There's no v'tzivanu. In other words, said that Deret. Rav Shulman Levi doesn't hold that loisaser governs the Rabban. What does loisaser mean? I'm not sure. But it doesn't govern the Rabbanans. Incidentally, the Ramban also argues with the Rambam to do about loisaser. But that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shita. So that there it says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Lashitasa. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who in Sukkot Af Mevav on the Aleph, doesn't hold of loisaser. He holds, you don't make him birchas on mitzvahs on a mitzvah Rabbanan. I have a tzivanu loisaser. No, he doesn't hold the loisaser. So Lashitasa, he had to come on to Afeinoi Baisanas. But that there it said, if that's the case, that Lidi Dan, that we pass it, that you do make birchas on mitzvahs by mitzvahs derabanan, so it's posh enough to come on to have everybody's sanas. You're gonna have a loisaser. Says that Deret Bezemi Yushiv a kushi atzuma that always bothered me. Do you know Rav Shulman Levi three times in Shas says afein hoy bayis anes, And the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka never once brings it. It's a pelatzuma. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Avokas Megillah says Hakol Chayovim Bekriyasa. Everybody, meaning even Nashim. By Arba Koisois in Hilchus Chometz Umatzah Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the Rambam says V'chol Echo the Echo Bein Anoshim Bein Nashim Chayiv Lishleis Balay Vazeh Arba Kois. Everybody, men and women. And by Ner Chanukah doesn't even mention women. But the bottom line is, says the Aderet, it always bothers. The Rambam doesn't bring Afinoy. How could the Rambam not bring Afinoy? Every kid knows Afinoy Boy Sanes. How could the Rambam not bring Afinoy Boy Sanes? You know why? Because the Rambam was Shitasa as Dr. Mara the Shmeitz of Afinoy Sasa. The Rambam didn't have to come out to Afinoy Boy Sanes. It was only Rabbi Shulban Levi Lashitasa who doesn't know the Boy Sasa. He also, you don't make a Bechsam Mitzvah Mitzvah Rabban. He had to come out to Afinoy Boy Sanes. But as it relates to the Rambam Lashitasa, it's not necessary to come out to Afinoy Boy Sanes. As it relates to Mikra Megillah, if this is the case, and now we have another Shita, is Mikra Megillah the Rabbanon? Is Mikra Megillah the Raisa? So Avada, we started this morning the Ray, that Mikra Megillah is a regular mitzvah the Rabbanon. Then we mentioned the Taz, it touches on the sugars of the Rikabal. We had a Turi Evan that says maybe it's Kain the Raisa because Es Baruch HaKadosh Namro. What difference does it make if Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu or if it was Baruch HaKadosh to another Navi? At the end of the day, it's Mipi Adai Nechad Amran, and that's going to be enough for it to be at the very least a Kain the Raisa. Now already we have another Shiloh. Maybe you have to look at it as a lie. Sasa.